Here in Massachusetts, the NRA news conference drew a largely negative reaction, as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
After today's moment of silence for the victims at Sandy Hook Elementary School, the National Rifle Association broke its silence. The group's executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre, called for armed security in schools. He says it would protect young students and create jobs for some of the millions of retired military and police across the country.
The NRA's proposal to bring armed guards into every school is very impulsive and wrong-headed.
Paul Toner is the president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association. He says such a measure would make schools more dangerous. He says teachers want more emphasis not on protection, but rather prevention.
We need greater access to mental health services. We need to prevent bullying, and we need to have meaningful action to curb access to assault weapons.
Scott Malkasian disagrees with that last point. He's the owner of Pullman Arms, a gun store in Worcester, which sold out of those weapons this week. He says ownership is not the problem.
You know, the problem is people need to keep control of their firearms better.
Malkasian says Massachusetts requires that a gun lock is sold with each purchase, something he says could have made a difference in Connecticut. But he's afraid that the reaction to the school shooting will be a knee-jerk one.
You know, the government is desperate to do something, and unfortunately they'll probably do the wrong things and keep the guns out of honest citizens while the criminals will still have guns.
That's one of the arguments from the NRA today.
And I listened to the press conference today that Wayne LaPierre held, and I thought, quite frankly, it was kind of nutty.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern says arming more people in schools is the wrong way to go, and he thinks many gun owners would agree with that.
And my guess is that a lot of people are going to be calling the NRA and saying, end my membership, because there are a lot of gun owners out there who do not believe what Wayne LaPierre said today, and I hope they make their voices heard loud and clear.
Massachusetts is not the NRA's base. The organization has apparently never given any money to McGovern or any of his state colleagues in Congress. The Center for Responsive Politics says the only donation made to a Massachusetts candidate in the last election was less than $6,000 to presidential hopeful Mitt Romney. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.